Thank you for calling XPL. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Yeah, we're trying to make sure that our fridge is getting delivered tomorrow. We were told we'd get a call back, and we never did.
All right, give me one moment to generate the order, and I'll confirm that for you.
All righty.
Okay, thank you. And I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two with the phone numbers.
All right, no problem.
All right, thank you. All right, I do apologize for the hold. Is the telephone number we're speaking on, is that number associated with the order?
Yes, that's the one they've been calling. This is actually going to be the third time you guys tried to deliver the same thing. They keep putting it on the wrong truck.
All right, and could you verify that name and address, please?
Yeah, it's Robert Whitaker, and it's 407 Hunters Crossing Drive, Sealy, Texas, 77474.
All right, thank you. And I have the Best Buy. This delivery was scheduled Saturday the 12th was the last scheduled delivery.
Yeah, so twice now, for some reason, keeps getting put on your guys' Woodlands route because I guess there's the same address in Woodlands, Texas, so it gets thrown on the Woodlands truck and then it doesn't get here. So two Saturdays in a row it went to the Woodlands.
And you said Woodland?
Yeah, that's where they keep sending it, is Woodlands, Texas, instead of Sealy, Texas. Which, I mean, I keep double-checking the order shows Sealy. So I don't know where the mix-up is there, but trying to get ahead of it this time and really make sure it ends up on the right truck because it's expensive eating out without a fridge.
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay. All right, so right now they're actually in the process of rescheduling this delivery.
Well, I have an email that says it's supposed to be Tuesday, March 15th, arrival window 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. All right. That is your new, that's the delivery time frame then.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else I could help with?
Well, I just want to make sure that that's what it's showing on your. Do you have like any way to make sure they get it on the right route tomorrow or anything?
Because, no, it's. I don't have any power on that, no.
Okay. All right. So what do I do if I get a call tomorrow morning and they tell me yet again that they're in the Woodlands and I can't deliver the fridge for the third time? Do I just give up? Have you guys picked up the other appliances that have been delivered and start over with someone else? Or
I'm not sure. You could, I guess, contact the merchant that you purchased it from and check on their return policy.
Okay. All righty. So just to clarify, we didn't accomplish anything here. There's nothing.
I don't have an order. I can't see your delivery order, sir. You're telling me more information about your order than I can see. The only thing I can see is the order that was scheduled for March the 12th. Your reschedule information, I do not have that.
That is crazy.
Because this part, well, it's not crazy. This part of XPO that you reach, I deal with the delivery and installs, like complex installs. This is a Best Buy delivery order that I'm just able to see in the system by searching by your phone number. That's how I know it was scheduled for the 12th of March. As far as any other issues that's going on with it, and you said they keep going to another city, I notated that on the order because that's what I spoke to you about tonight. But I do not have your order that is scheduled for tomorrow. So with you having that information that your delivery is scheduled for tomorrow, I can confirm that the team will call you 30 minutes out upon arriving. But as far as to verify and confirm that they have the correct address, like you said, this has happened twice, I can't confirm that.
Gotcha. Okay, I guess we'll just roll the dice then and hope for the best.
All right, sir. Anything else I could help with?
No, ma'am.
All right, thanks for calling XPO and have a good day.
You too.